马太福音第五章第一节，耶稣看见这许多人，就上了山，既坐下，门徒到他跟前来。
And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him.
他就开口教训他们说：“虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。”
And opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they are the kingdom of heaven."
第十节。
Verse 10.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for they are the kingdom of heaven.
我想我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
Our scripture reading up to this time.
我们在两个不同的场合，一次在 Wiki， 一次在这里，我们特别说到天国的性质。
On two separate occasions, one in Wiki and one here, we talked about the character of the kingdom of heaven.
我们读到马太福音，一开始我们就听见施洗约翰说：“天国近了，你们应当要悔改。”
When we start the Gospel of Matthew, we hear the John the Baptist saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
施洗约翰没有告诉我们到底什么是天国。
John the Baptist did not tell us what exactly is the kingdom of heaven.
听这些话的人是犹太人，他们从他们的观念里面，他们知道天国是怎么一回事。
The listeners are the Jews themselves, but they in their minds understood what the kingdom of heaven is about.
天国近了，就是弥赛亚要来了。
When the kingdom of heaven is at hand, then the Messiah is here.
弥赛亚来，他要审判这个世界。
When the Messiah comes, he comes to judge the world.
所以施洗约翰当他传说天国近了，你们应当要悔改。
So when John the Baptist says, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent."
他特别说到，现在福子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
And he says, "The axis of the laid at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that is not bearing good fruit is cut down and thrown into fire."
那天国来的时候，我们知道有两种的近。
You know that when the kingdom of heaven comes, there are two kinds of nearness approaching.
如果人接受圣灵的近，他就进到天国。
If people receive the Holy Spirit, then they enter into the kingdom of heaven.
如果他不接受，结果他是要受的禁，不是圣灵的禁，乃是火的禁。
If they do not accept the Holy Spirit, then what they're entering is the baptism of fire.
所以这是施洗约翰所给我们的信息，到底天国是怎么一回事。
And so this was the message that John the Baptist preached about the kingdom of heaven.
那当然，我们主耶稣天国的王。
We know that the Lord Jesus is the King of the kingdom of heaven.
天国近了，就是天国的王很快就近了。那么等到主耶稣传道的时候，他说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The Lord Jesus himself, when he came, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
那主耶稣应该说天国到了。
Actually, Lord Jesus has said, "The kingdom of heaven has come."
因为他自己就是天国的王。
Because he himself is the king of the kingdom of heaven.
但是为什么他又说天国近了呢？
But why is it that he has said that the kingdom of heaven is at hand?
因为虽然天国的国王来了，但是百姓还没预备好。
Although the king has come, the subjects have not been prepared.
现在主耶稣要预备他的百姓。
And so the Lord Jesus is preparing subjects.
所以接下去呢，圣经告诉我们，主耶稣在海边行走，他碰到西门和安德烈，他就呼召他们。
And so the Lord Jesus, was walking by the seaside, and he saw Andrew and Simon.
然后雅各跟约翰，他又呼召他们。
And James and John.He called them.
然后有好多门徒跟随他。
And then many disciples followed after him.
那么到了有一天他上了山的时候。
And so one day when he approached the mountain, up the mountain.
有许多人都上了山。
And so many other people went along too.
他坐下来的时候，门徒们就到他跟前来。
When he sat down, the disciples came to him.
然后他就叫开口教训这些门徒。
And he opened his mouth to teach them.
那么我们知道这些门徒实在说来就是门徒，就是天国之子。
We know the disciples are the sons of the kingdom.
门徒就是我们的主所要预备的百姓，天国的百姓。
And so these disciples are the people whom the Lord wants to prepare.
所以现在呢，这些天国之子或者天国的百姓来到天国的王面前。
And so the sons of the kingdom or the citizens of the kingdom come before the king.
我们的主就开口了。
And the Lord opened his mouth.
要让他们看见到底天国是怎么一回事。
And the Lord wanted them to know what the kingdom of heaven is about.
结果你就会发现说，他所说的和旧约所说的可以说完全不一样。
And you recognize that what the Lord Jesus said has differed greatly from the Old Testament.
他用的字和施洗约翰的字是完全一样，都讲的天国。
He used the same words to tell John the Baptist the kingdom of heaven.
但是你读到第五章以后
，But when you read chapter 5,
这些门徒他们都是犹太人。
The disciples were Jews.
他们都有旧约的背景。
They have the Old Testament background.
他们也知道什么叫做天国。
They also knew what was kingdom of heaven.
他们的观念大概和施洗约翰的观念是很靠近。
Their conception was probably very close to that of John the Baptist.
但是当我们的主开口教训的时候
，When the Lord began to teach them,
你看见完完全全叫门徒跌破眼镜。
And but when Jesus taught them, their eyes were shocked.
他们大大的意外。
They were amazed.
他们从来没有想到天国是这个样子的。
They never imagined the kingdom of heaven was such.
那感谢主。从第五章、第六章、第七章开始。
From Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
我们的主就告诉我们说，天国是什么样子的。
The Lord told them what characteristics were the kingdom of heaven.
那我们昨天主日有两次的机会，再加上今天晚上。
Yesterday we had two opportunities, but first today,
我们特别看到天国的价值观。
We can see the value system of the kingdom of heaven.
我们知道说，今天天国的价值观和世界价值观是不一样的。
We know that the value system of the kingdom of heaven and that of earth is completely different.
简单的来说，我们今天所说的天国是个 upside down kingdom.
The kingdom of heaven is an upside down kingdom.
或者是 inside out kingdom.
Or inside out kingdom.
这个完完全全和世界上我们所看见的不一样。
It's completely different from what we see of this world.
因为我们根据马太福音13章，我们知道将来的千年国度有两个部分。
According to Matthew 13, we know that the millennial kingdom has got two portions.
一个是属天的部分。
One is the heavenly compartment.
还有一个是属地的部分。
And then the earthly compartment.
那 属地的部分就是人子的国。
The earthly compartment is the kingdom of the Son of Man.
也就是人所说的 Messianic kingdom, 所说的弥赛亚国。
Or the Messianic kingdom.
但是呢，属天的部分。
The heavenly compartment.
乃是属于义人的。
It's for the righteous.
这些义人是因信称义的义人。
These are the ones who are justified by faith.
还有也是圣灵在他们身上工作的结果，他们有了圣徒的义。
And that through the work of the Holy Spirit, they have the righteousness of the saints.
新妇装饰整齐了。
And the bride has become ready.
她能穿上洁白的细麻衣。
And they can put on the white linen.
那细麻衣所代表的乃是圣徒的义。
And so white linen represents the righteousness of the saints.
那主告诉门徒们说。
And so Lord told them,
你们的义必须要胜过文士和法利赛人。
Your righteousness must surpass the righteousness of scribes and Pharisees.
所以这是代表圣灵在门徒身上所结的果。
And so this represents the fruit of the Holy Spirit wrought.
所以这个 heavenly compartment, 这个属天的这个部分，乃是这些义人他们所在的那个国度。
And so the heavenly compartment is where the righteous saints would be.
但是更重要的。
But more importantly,
圣经说这个国乃是他们父亲的国。
The Bible also says that this kingdom is their father's kingdom.
这个义人乃是天国的百姓。
And so the righteous are the citizens of the kingdom.
但这个百姓他们都有国王的生命。
But they all have the king's life.
他们实在说来都是 princess, 都是王子们。
They are all princes.
他们和父有同样的一个生命。
They have the same life as the father.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你就懂了，这个乃是一个属天的国度。
And so this is a heavenly kingdom.
当然这些义人就是我们。
And so the righteous are the people right now.
因为我们的主教我们祷告说，我们在天上的父。
Because the Bible God tells us that our Father in heaven.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
这个国乃是我们父的国。
This kingdom is the Father's kingdom.
而我们的父乃是在天上。
And our heavenly Father is in heaven.
所以现在我们懂了。
And so now we know.
原来马太福音13章所说的属天的国度，其实就是主耶稣教我们祷告的那个父，那个国度是属于我们的父的。
And so the kingdom of heaven in Matthew 13 is the prayer the Lord taught us about His kingdom.
那么因着这个整个的国度有。有天上的国，有地上的部分。
And this entire kingdom has the heavenly compartment, the earthly compartment.
就好像地球有南半球、北半球。
Just like the globe has got northern and southern hemisphere.
或者东半球跟西半球一样。
Or the east and the west side.
那么我们知道说，今天如果你在北半球过夏天的话
，If you are at the northern hemisphere going through summer.
结果你发现同一个时候在南半球刚好是秋，刚好是冬天。
And then on the southern hemisphere is winter.
所以两个是颠倒的。
So it's completely opposite.
你如果用南半球来想北半球的话
，If you have the southern kingdom, southern hemisphere versus the northern,
什么都是和你颠倒的。
Everything is the opposite.
东半球、西半球也是这样。
And same is the east and west.
你说我是醒的。 你说我是醒的。
You say I'm awake.
但是结果另外一个半球人却是睡着的。
And the other side people are asleep.
所以我们知道说这完完全全是相反的。
And it's totally opposite.
那不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
今天为什么天国的价值和我们普通所领会价值不一样呢？
Why is it that the heavenly values are completely different from that of the earth?
因为我们今天在地上。
Because now we are on earth.
所以讲到天国的时候。
Because we talk about the kingdom of heaven.
你看见一切都是 upside down.
Everything is upside down.
那问题在这里。
So the problem is here.
你今天敢这样在人面前过生活吗？
Are you willing to live such a life before men?
它不光是 upside down, 它也是 inside out.
Not only upside down, but inside out.
你知道说很早很早以前。
You know that long ago.
我们知道有的衣服是外面的衣服
There's clothing that's just external.
有的衣服就是你在卧房里面穿的
And there are other clothing you wear only inside.
但现在年轻人很勇敢
But today, young people are very brave.
他和从前应该在卧房里面穿的他现在在大街上就穿了
And those clothing that they wear in the house, they wear outside.
他要挑战这个世界的价值观
Challenge the values of
the world. 这些人非常的勇敢。
And these people are very courageous.
许多人穿在卧房里面，他们在大街上就穿了。
Those they should wear at home, they wear outside.
这个叫什么？
What's the
这个叫 inside out.
This is inside out.
所以本来是里面的变成外面，本来外面的变成里面的。
What is inside out is now outside, outside is now inside.
本来上面的变成下面，下面的变成上面。
One was in the past up and so up.
现在问题在这里，年轻的弟兄姊妹，你在学校里面，有的弟兄你们在公事房里面，你现在就看见你和这世人的价值观不一样
了。
你到底和他们一样的过日子呢？那你和他们一样了，你就没有所谓的见证。但是感谢主，你蒙恩得救了，弟兄姊妹，今天。主，你自然的已经在天国里面。
Naturally, you are in the kingdom of heaven.
所以天国不是到那天才开始。
So kingdom of heaven does not only begin then.
天国乃是你接受耶稣基督做救主以后。
After you receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior.
你看见你的天堂已经开始。
Then your heaven has begun.
不是死以后你才到天堂。
No, it's after you die you go to heaven.
你今天已经在天堂。
Today you are already in heaven.
你在哪里，天堂就在哪里。
Wherever you go, heaven goes.
为什么
？Why?
因为神。主已经把我们救到他的天国里面。
Because God has saved us unto His heavenly kingdom.
现在天可以在那掌权。
And so now heaven reigns.
所以弟兄姊妹，因为这个缘故，那么你会发现我们就做了天国之子。
And so we become sons of heaven.
那么因为这个缘故，
for that reason,
你看见在这个国度里面和世界国度都是不一样的。
This kingdom is completely different from that of the earth.
但如果你读整本的新约的话，
If you read the whole entire New Testament,
你大概能够找到17点。你发现说能够证明我们的国度乃是 upside down kingdom.
You shall see for seven verses,
seventeen verses
that shows us the kingdom of heaven is completely upside down from the kingdom of this world.
那马太福音第五章
Matthew chapter 5,
给我们看见八个点
tells us 8 points.
我想我们没有时间再去看它了，因为我们都讲过了。
We have no time to review them again.
虚心的人有福了。
That's not the poor in spirit.
原文就是邻里贫穷的人有福了。
In original, is that they are those who are poor in spirit.
那圣经说天国是他们的。
And they say that the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
所以这里告诉我们，一个最穷的人是最富有的。
Yes, the one who is poorest is the richest.
他虽然邻里贫穷。
Although he is poor in spirit.
他虽然被带到零的地步。
Although he is brought to nothing.
但是不要忘记。现在他最容圣灵最容易在他身上工作了。
The Holy Spirit is easily working in him.
他的可塑性是最高的。
His capacity to receive is the highest.
所以我们知道，因为这个缘故，现在才可以开始，不光生下来，而可以长大了。
Not only if he's born, he can grow.
所以因为这个缘故，人的尽头常常是神的出头。
And so for that reason, man's end is God's beginning.
所以你看见吗？天国的子民或者天国之子，他的特点在哪里呢？
So what's the special thing of the sons of the kingdom?
他是邻里贫穷。
They are poor in spirit.
那个贫穷还是普通，不是普通的贫穷。
It's not this poor in spirit. It's not not common poor in spirit.
乃是赤贫，是 naked， 什么也没有的。
Naked.
那弟兄姊妹，什么时候是这样的人？这样的人是有福的。
So whenever there are such a people, they are blessed.
因为主说天国是他们。
Because the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
你看他们最贫穷，其实他们最富足。
We see that they are very poor, but they are the richest.
哀痛的人有福了。
Those who mourn, they are blessed.
这些人是最忧愁的。
These are the ones who are sorrowful.
但圣经说他们是最快乐的。
But the Bible says they are the happiest.
因为常常得圣灵的安慰。
Because they receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
今天你活在神面前。
Today you will live in the presence
of the Lord. 你是不是常常活在神面前？
You continue living for the presence of the Lord.
是不是神的笑容能够鼓励你呢？
That's what?
还是你一天到晚要人的鼓掌，还是一天到晚你要人的欢呼？弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？哀痛的人有福了。但是你知道，这些人他们能够得圣灵的安慰，他们常常看见父神的笑容。弟兄姊妹，你只要能看见父神的笑容一分钟，你的全世界可以都不要。
Forget about the whole world.
你看见没有？
You see?
这又是 upside down,
This is upside down.
又是倒过来的。
It's inside out.
全世界最有福的人是最快乐的人。
Those who are blessed are most happy.
这是世界上，但是在天国里面，我们知道最忧愁的人是最快乐的人。
Those who mourn are the happiest.
还有温柔的人有福了。
Those who are gentle are blessed.
因为他们要承受地主。
Because they receive the inheritance.
这里有一个能力。
Here there is a strength.
叫做温柔的能力。
A strength of gentleness.
弟兄姊妹，就是因为你温柔，
Because you are gentle,
你好像什么都得不到。
You as if you receive nothing.
这个世界上，如果你温柔的话，
In this world, if you are gentle,
什么也没有。
You have nothing.
你在美国，
In America,
如果你从 A B C 慢慢长大的话，
if you are American born Chinese, you grow up,
在美国这个国度里面，
in the America,
他要培养每一个年轻人都是非常有 self confidence,
都
有非常有自信。
You want to develop everyone to be self confident.
你虽然里面是空的，你外面还要摆个架子，
also,
你这个勇敢。
Inside, but outside you are strong.
所以你在公司里面，你对人讲话的时候，
so、office,
你要很有把握。
You must have very confidence.
弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
因为如果你是温柔的人，
gentle,
没有人会用你。
Nobody will use you.
温柔的人，
people,
人说你没有力量，
you say no strength.
但是感谢主，
sisters,
你看见吗？在天国里面。
Heaven,
温柔的人居然能够承受地主。
Those who are gentle inherit the earth.
这个世界上啊，
this,
所有的地主都是抢来的。
All the stuff you have is,
你的力量大，你就得到地主。
The more your strength is, the more
你的办法多，你就得到地主。
The more your mind is, your potential,
但是温柔的人，他们能够承受地主。
But those who are gentle inherit the earth.
这完全叫我们跌破眼镜。
This is totally unbelievable.
那么饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness,
那些饥饿的人，
those who are hungry,
那个觉得干渴的人，
those who are thirsty,
最后他们能够得着饱足。
Then they will be satisfied.
连续的人就要被连续。
That's not the merciful.
弟兄姊妹，
mercy,
什么叫连续呢？
Merciful,
你因为连续别人，
because you are merciful to others,
你很容易赦免别人，
and you're willing to forgive others,
你很容易吃亏，
you are willing to take loss.
但是不要忘记，
oh, that's
not bad. 因为这个缘故，
for that reason,
你看见你常常被神赦免。
And so you often receive forgiveness from God.
不光救恩性的赦免，
not only the grace of forgiveness,
也有管教性的赦免。
And governmental forgiveness.
感谢主。
And the Lord.
到了时候，神要叫我们升高。
At that point of time, God will call us to be exalted.
所以你看，你一生我们需要靠主的怜悯。
So all through life, we need God's mercy.
弟兄姊妹，
my sisters,
因着这个缘故，
for that reason,
你就能够饶恕别人70 times 7。
Then you can forgive others 77 times.
还有清心的人有福了。
Those who are pure in heart,
他们必得见神。
Because they shall see God.
清心的人好像什么都看不见。
Pure in heart, they see nothing.
他对世界什么都看不见。
They see nothing of this world.
他太单纯。
They are simple.
他对世界没有兴趣。
They have no interest in this world.
所以他什么都看不见。
So they see nothing.
但是他看见神。
But they see God.
所以清心的人能看见神。
And so for those of pure in heart, they shall see God.
不光如此。
Not only so.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
这些人要称为神的儿子。
然
后受逼迫的人有福了，为义受逼迫的人有福了。因为天国是他们，他们要得着天国。弟兄姊妹，这什么意思呢？这就是说他们是得胜的。所以最后天国是他们。所以这里很明显是八个点给我们看见。你八个点给我们看见说正。整个天国是 upside down, 是颠倒过来的。那么我们又提到两点。那一点就是说，凡自卑的必升高，凡升高的必自卑，凡自卑的必被升高。那弟兄姊妹，我们也看过好几个例，三个例子。你看见说，基督徒有一个最大的特点。 就是谦卑。
And that humility.
所以神就安排各样的环境。
And so God arranged all kinds of circumstances.
他所对付的就是我们的自尊心。
And it's to deal with our self-confidence.
Self-dignity. 你知道许多人对自己，你许多人他什么都可以损失，他不要损失他的自尊心。
Man can think of everything but not self-dignity.
但是弟兄姊妹，一个真的天国之子。
But the son of the kingdom.
他是最低最低的。
He is the lowest of all.
你知道为什么基督徒他们为什么样的基督徒不容易跌倒吗？
You know what is something that not easily causes Christians to fall?
一个跌倒的人，他一定是高的人。
Someone who falls must be tall.
所有跌倒都是从高的地方摔到地上来的。
Those who fall from a high place to a low place.
但是有一种人他不会跌倒的。
One kind of person will not fall.
他如果躺在地上，他不会跌倒的。
If he falls right to the floor, he will not fall.
因为那个字是最低的。
Because it's the lowest point.
你明白吗？
You understand?
所以一直记住缘故，你不要怕跌倒，因为你已经最低最低了。
So if you're the lowest point, you have no fear to fall.
所以一个基督徒怎么是一个平稳的基督徒？
So how can a Christian be stable?
弟兄姊妹，许多时候我们不稳定。
Also, we are not stable.
我们高兴的时候感谢主，我们很有主的恩典，我们来聚会。
When we are happy, we are full of God's grace.
我们每会必到，每会必到。
Every time we come for meeting,
每到必祷，一定祷告。
Every meeting will pray.
每祷必长，祷告一定很长的。
And you pray very long.
啊，你知道这个弟兄现在很热心了。
And you said this one is very fervent, brother.
但是你不要忘记，
let's not forget.
他是教会里面最大的。
He is in the church the biggest.
你什么人都可以得罪，你不能得罪他的。
You can offend everyone, but not this brother.
你只要一得罪他，他下次就不来了。
If you offend this brother, he'll never come again.
这叫做不稳定，你看见吗？这证明什么？这证明家所有。教会里面充满了骄傲的人，所以你知道，如果要教会人很多的话，那么讲台的人要懂得怎么送高帽子。
The one on the pulpit must know how to
送高帽子，给帽高帽子给你戴。
Where
就是捧你啊，就是啊，就是让你大家都注意你。
But everyone's looking at
you. 你看他是某个公司的董事长。
This is the CEO of American.
他是医生啊。
That's a doctor.
他是律师啊。
That's a lawyer.
弟兄姊妹，你看见站讲台的人送高帽是不要花钱的。
So those who sell the pulpit no need to spend money.
那很多人就留下来了。
A lot of people will stay back.
但是弟兄姊妹，
My sister,
这是天国里面的人吗？
Is this part of the kingdom?
不，
no.
天国里面的人都是最卑微的。
The sons of the kingdom are those who are the humblest.
为什么？
Why?
我们的主就是最卑微。
Because our Lord is the humblest.
他从天上来到地上。
He came down up from heaven.
他说我心里柔和谦卑。
Because my heart is humble like me.
你们要学我的样式。
You must learn like me.
所以如果你进到天国里。
So when you go into the kingdom of heaven.
你不要走错地方了。
You mustn't go to the wrong place.
如果你到世界，每一个人都在捧你。
You go to the Lord, everyone's carrying you.
但如果你在教会里面，
But when you are church,
来到天国的话，
and you come to kingdom
of heaven, 你看圣灵在我们身上工作。
And the Holy Spirit works in our heart.
凡是自高的必降为卑。
Those who are exalted will be humble.
凡是自卑的就要升为
高。Those who are humble will be exalted.
十字架把我们带到最低的地方。
The cross will bring us to the lowest point.
许多时候你流眼泪。
After you weep.
你说为什么那个弟兄欺负我？
So why is brother bullying me?
为什么那么这个又不把我放在眼里？
Why is brother ignore me?
我来聚会好像从来没有来过一样。
I come to this meeting as if I'm not going to.
在别的地方，你看很多人握手。
Every other place people shake my hand.
但是来这里，大家都太属灵了。
But come here, we're all so.
结果我来了，好像没有来一样。
It's like when I come, it's like I didn't come at all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
sister,
所以有很多人就受伤了。
And so people get hurt.
但是弟兄姊妹，
sister,
你看见天国里面是什么样的人？
And so what are the people of the kingdom of heaven?
你看十字架在我们上工作，坐到一个地步，你看见把我们带到最低的位置，把他带到最后面的位置。所以保罗说，我们这些使徒啊，成为一台的戏景，而且在整个的 parade， 在整个的行进行列里面，游行里面，明明把我们放在最后，我们好像是万物中的渣滓。弟兄姊妹，感谢主。如果你有这样的感觉，你知道说你已经在天国里，这就是天国的性质。国度的呼召就是要我们进到这样的国度里
面。
所以诗篇里面有一句话，神常常把车辆 chariot 赐给别人乘坐。
God causes others to sit in the chariot.
这些人都像皇帝一样。
They are like kings.
这些人都像皇后一样。
They are like queens.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们在哪里呢？
We?
我们在马路上。
We are the road.
我们当作马路，让他们从我们头上压过。
We are like the road where the chariot cross over.
但是诗篇怎么说呢？
But what does it say?
神借着水，借着火，就把我们带到丰富的境地。
Through water and fire, God brings us to a place of abundance.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
凡自高的必降为卑。
Those who are exalted will be humble.
凡自卑的必升为。
Those who are humble will be exalted.
那不光这样。
Not only so.
在后的要在前。
Those who are last will be first.
在前的也要在后。
Those who are first will be last.
你看见吗？在世界上在前的，
in the world also at the front,
结果在天国里面他是最在后的。
But in the kingdom of heaven, they are the back.
许多时候，你许多时候主恩待你，在后的可以在前。
Very often the Lord because grace goes to the last of you.
但如果你懒惰的话，在前的也要在后。
But if you are lazy, then the Lord you are the front, you become the back.
所以你看见吗？
So、
这个天国是殷勤的国度。
So this is a violent kingdom, a kingdom that goes through.
你知道说当乌龟跟兔赛跑的时候
，When the tortoise and the hare racing，
这个兔子当然跑得很快。
Of course, the rabbit.
这乌龟当然跑得很慢的。
But the tortoise is slow.
所以兔子永远在前的。
The hare is always in front.
那因着在前的缘故
，For that reason，
他就放松了。
And so he becomes relaxed.
结果乌龟他知道他自己不行。
And the tortoise knows he cannot.
他能够坚持到底。
And he will continue to the end.
结果在后的能够在前。
And so the last shall become first.
在前的能够在后。
And the first become last.
弟兄姊妹
，You see，
这就是天国。
This is heaven kingdom.
今天中午我们和弟兄在一起，有点吃一点饭。
And this evening I have some food.
我觉得有的弟兄有个很敏锐的观察。
And some brothers have got a very observant.
尤其在新加坡这个国度里。
In this kingdom of Singapore.
你知道说和别的国家不同在哪里
？We are very different from others.
原因在哪里呢
？That's the reason.
就是你们有一个价值观。
You have a value system.
你们要的是 excellency。
What you want is excellency.
不是普通，不是 common value.
Not common value.
你要最好的。
You want the best.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见没有？
Now do you see?
这是世界上的价值。
This is a earthly value.
但是教会呢？
By the church,
反而跑到另外一个头去。
It's just a, yes,
一切都是恩典。
Everything is grace.
但是弟兄姊妹，你有没有追求 excellency?
Do you pursue excellency?
在属灵的事情上。
In spiritual matters,
你是不是向着保罗说，我是竭力向着标杆直跑？
By Paul saying, strive towards the mark.
如果这样的话
have,
你看在后的要在前
Those who are last shall be first.
在前的要在后
Those who are first shall be last.
所以弟兄姊妹
sisters,
给我们看见整个国度的 value 价值就是这样的价值
The value of the kingdom of heaven is such.
那今天晚上呢我想我们要来看新的好几点
Tonight we will see a few more points.
我们现在来看对不起，我们还提昨天对我们昨天还提了一点，
yes,
就是最小的是最大的。
Those who are smaller shall be greatest.
所以主耶稣说，人若不转回像小孩子，就不能进神的国。
So the Lord Jesus, if you cannot be like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为在天国里面，就这样的人才是国度天国最大的。
Because only these are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以讲到回转向小孩子。
So you want to become like a small kid.
你如果读这个什么？你如果读这个马太福音十八章的上下文的话
，If you read Matthew chapter 18 the context,
你就知道下面讲到天国里面的人是 little ones.
And you realize that the people in the kingdom are little.
他们都是小号的人物
They are small stature.
所以你清楚吗
you are
这个就是 one of little one 就指着小孩子说的
one of the little ones because little children.
所以这什么意思呢
What do you mean?
这给我们看见天国它的尺寸是小人的尺寸
And so the measurement of the
little ones 的尺寸
a little one dwarf.
但这个世界呢都是高大的人
But the people of this world are giants.
所以如果你进到天国里面的话、
so、you enter the kingdom of heaven,
你常常会跌得鼻青眼肿，不是鼻子青了，就是眼睛肿了。
The kingdom of heaven, you look yourself all over and you get all bruised.
弟兄姊妹，你懂吗？
You understand?
这如果你要在天国里面的话，
If you want to be in the kingdom of heaven,
你需要让十字架
then the cross,
把你这个伟人变小了。
Well, lessen your giant, your big size, your
size. 所以等到你像别人一样都是 little ones 的时候
when you are a little one,
那弟兄姊妹，你看见这就是你所在的地方了。
That is where you are.
所以在这里给我们看得很清楚。
So here's how to study.
在天国里最大的就是最小的。
In the kingdom of heaven, the biggest, the greatest is the one who sees.
所以弟兄姊妹，
My sister,
至高的要降卑。
Those who are exalted will be humble.
自卑的要升高。
Those who are humble will be exalted.
你看见说在前的要在后。
Those who are first will be last.
在后的要在前。
Those who are last will be first.
在天国里面。
In the kingdom of heaven.
最大的是最小的。
The greatest is the least.
最小的乃是最大的。
The least is the greatest.
所以我想我们已经看过，总共一共看过11个。
And so we have seen 11.
所以今天呢，我们从第12点开始。
We see now the 12th point.
那我们现在读一段的圣经。
And now we read the scripture.
马太福音第10章。
Matthew chapter 10.
第10章35节。
Verse 35.
啊，39节，对不起，39节。
Verse 39.
得着生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。
He has found his life shall lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake shall find it.
你看这里边有两个字，
Here are two words.
一个是得，
one,
一个是失。
One is gain, one is loss.
得住生命的就要失丧生命。
Those who find their life will lose it.
你看这里得是失。
Here is found.
No, 得
得
gain is loss.
It's loss.
那你下面呢？为我失丧生命的要得住生命。
Those in the second half, those who lose it shall find it.
所以这里的损失乃是利益。
And so the loss is actually gain.
那弟兄姊妹，你明白了吗？
You understand?
这个世界上人以为是 gain， 以为是得着的。
The people of this world imagine it's gain.
结果在天国里面是损失的。
But actually, in the kingdom of heaven, it's lost.
但是许多人以为损失了。
But many people thought it's lost.
结果他要得着什么？
But actually, they gain life.
这又是个价值观上的颠倒。
This is again an upside down value.
大的就是最小的。
The
最小的就是最大的，
the smallest,
最高的是最低的，
the highest is the smallest,
最低的也是最高的。
The lowest is the highest.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候你得了是损失？
Every time you gain, it's a loss.
什么时候你损失了却是你得了？
Every time you lose, it's a gain.
我们再看第16章，马太16章，16章25节。因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
Whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it.
那这里的观念是一模一样的。
The view here is the same.
那弟兄姊妹，
My sister,
主为什么讲这句话？
Why did the Lord say this?
所以你看见吗？如果你没有国度的亮光的话，
If you do not have the light of the kingdom,
许多时候你怕损失。
Very often you are fearful of loss.
因着怕损失，你就和别人争执。
Because you are afraid of loss, you will fight with others.
但是不要忘记。
So don't forget.
天国的子民乃是温柔的人。
Those who are part of the kingdom are gentle.
Meek.
Meek.
这些温柔的人从来不争的。
Those who are meek will never strive.
因着你不争的缘故，争的人就得到便宜了。
Because you do not strive, those who strive will gain from you.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
Brothers, do you understand?
当我们做基督徒的时候，
When you are Christian,
你看见说，结果呢？结果主说，你得住生命的，你将要失丧生命。
Those of you who think you will save your life will lose it.
那么你失丧生命的，就要得住生命。
Those of you who lose your life will find it.
那这里生命在原文是魂。
And so here, in the original life, here's soul.
魂指着我们的 personality， 指着我们人格 personality 来说。
Because of the personality.
我们的 personality， 我们的人格有三部分。
There are three portions to our personality.
我们的情感。
Our emotions.
我们的思想。
Our thinking.
和我们的意志。
Our will.
这就是我了。
This is me.
我会想。
I can think.
所以我存在。
So I exist.
我爱，我恨，所以我存在。
Love and hate, so I exist.
我决定，我选择，所以我存在。
So I decide, I will, I choose, so I exist.
弟兄姊妹，
sister,
得着生命的，
those who gain their life,
就是无论情感，无论意志，无论思想，我都得到了。
regardless of will, thinking or feeling, I gain it all.
我占了便宜了。
I gain it from.
我什么方法，不管怎么样，我最后都得到了。
What kind of method I use, I gain it ultimately.
但是主说你要失丧神。
But the Lord said you will lose your life instead.
你要失去你的魂。
You will lose your soul.
那什么地方，什么时候失去你的魂呢？
When you lose your soul.
那就是将来千年国度的时候。
At the millennial kingdom.
为什么呢？
Why?
请记得一件事。
Please remember,
圣经里面就要告诉我们说要转过第二个脸来。
The Bible tells us we must turn the other cheek.
有人打我脸，我转过第二个脸。
Somebody slaps your face, turn the other cheek.
那弟兄姊妹，许多时候神所安排打你的人都是你最亲近的人。
The Lord often arranges those who slap your face are the closest ones.
有的就是你的弟兄。
Some are your brothers.
好了，等到他打你的时候。
When he slaps your face.
你当然要转过去了。
You must turn to the other side.
因为你要顺服你的主。
Because you must submit to your Lord.
但是你有个问题。
But you have a problem.
他是弟兄，怎么可以打人？
He's a brother, how can he strike you?
我损失没有问题。
My loss is not a matter.
但是这个弟兄如果从来没有好好教训他的话，他永远不会长进。
If I do not correct this brother, then he will never grow.
所以有的弟兄说，我现在不能让他打。
So the brother said, I will never let this brother.
他一打，他就不会长进了。
He will never grow.
所以现在我要教训他。我就打回去。弟兄姊妹，你懂吗？所以许多时候有的弟兄说，我不能让他，让他要就造反了，整个教会就反掉了。所以我们一定要对付他。弟兄姊妹，主没有说，主说他打你是他错。
He's wrong.
你是对的。
You are right.
那你该怎么做呢？你忍耐够不够呢？
Is your patience
on? 不够的。
Why not?
你忍到了，你还不快乐。
Your patience is, but you are not happy.
那你要怎么办呢？
So what do you do?
你要转过第二张脸。
You must turn the other side of the cheek.
等到你转过第二个脸，你里面就快乐了。
You turn your cheek, you shall be happy.
那弟兄姊妹，是谁叫你转过来的？
Who taught you to turn your cheek?
是天国的王叫你转过来的。
The king of the kingdom has taught you.
不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
你现在不要跑错了国家，你现在在天国里面。
Now you are the king of heaven.
所以你不转过另外一个脸来。
If you don't turn your face,
你有没有得罪那个人呢？你没有得罪那个人。
Did you offend that person? No, you didn't.
所以感谢主，现在主要你做天国之子。你的责任是什么？你的责任应该转过第二个。那现在问题在这里。如果是天国的话，天国有个基本的要点，它是公义的，它是公正，是 justice。那现在正义在哪里？
And so where's the justice?
公正在哪里？
Where's the justice?
你懂我的意思吗？
You understand?
现在好了，我受伤了。
And so now I'm hurt.
我长进了。
I grown.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在有一个爱，是个完全的爱。
There's a complete love.
但现在我不放心了。
But now I'm not at peace.
我属灵了。
I am spiritual.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
但是我的弟兄呢？
But my brother,
你爱不爱他？
You love him?
如果你爱他的话，
you love him?
那你怎么帮助他？
How can you help him?
因为怎么一个人可以随便打人的？一样的道理。如果他借了我10万块钱，结果他钱拿去不还了，那弟兄姊妹，那好了，这是我学功课。结果他跑了，他好像还没有事情一样。弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么有天国。你看见，如果一切都是恩典的，那一点都不错啊！许多人就乱用神的恩典。
Then people will use God's grace again.
所以他占尽了所有弟兄姊妹的便宜。
Then he will take advantage of everybody.
所以你明白吗，弟兄姊妹？为什么我们的主讲这一段的话？
And so why did the Lord speak this passage?
主就是给我们看见。
The Lord wants us to see.
天国是公义的。
The kingdom of heaven is just.
但是今天的天国。
But today's kingdom of heaven.
是忍耐的天国。
It's a.
今天是你忍耐的时候。
Today is your day of patience.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
等到千年国的时候。
But in the millennial kingdom.
那个时候就是公义得到彰显的时候。
At that time, justice will prevail.
你的弟兄。
Your brother.
他得着了生命。
He gained his life.
因为他的思想、情感一直都快乐了。
Because his feelings and emotions are all happy.
为什么？
Why?
因为他什么都得着了。
Because he gained everything.
但是你要记得。
But you must understand.
到了千禧年的时候。
At the millennial kingdom.
在基督的审判台前。
At the judgment seat of Christ.
请大家记得。
Please remember.
他要损失。
He will suffer loss.
你看见没有？
You see.
所以我们知道神是公义。
And so we know God is just.
因着这个缘故。
For that reason.
你看见说这是个很大的安慰。
And so it's a great comfort.
当你失丧生命。
When you lose your life,
换一句话说，你的情感受伤了。
Your feelings have been hurt.
你的思想或者你的意志，你的魂受了很大的伤害。
Your soul has been really hurt.
但到那一天
But on that day,
主要擦干我们所有的眼泪。
The Lord will wipe all our tears.
我们今天与他一同受苦。
Today we suffer with him.
我们将来就要和主一同
受苦。In that day, we will reign with him together.
到了那一天
In that day,
你看见神是公正的。
Then you will see that God is just.
他对待他儿女都是一样
的。
他知道这个人学的功课。他知道这个弟兄老是欺负这个弟兄。如果神是公义的神，神要管教。但是不要忘记，神忍耐再忍耐再忍耐，希望那个打人的人能够悔改。但是最后你看见他没有悔改。
But finally, he doesn't repent.
现在很清楚了。
Then very clearly,
他在今天他所得着的。
Today what he gained.
到那一天他要失去他。
In that day he will lose.
所以因着这个缘故。
For that reason,
我们就能够背十字架走前面的路。
For that reason, we can bear that cross and.
否则的话，你觉得很不公平。
Otherwise, you will see there's no justice.
为什么同样是蒙恩得救的人？
The same all are saved by grace.
我们在那里追求，我们在那里付了那么多代价，这些弟兄姊妹也不聚会，结果神反而祝福他们，生意越做越大。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你有的时候你会说，为什么我不像他一样？但是不要忘记，你看见吗？他今天爱世界，他今天用各种的手腕，结果钱越来越多了。不要忘记，这是为什么有天国的人。天国所彰显的乃是公义，天国所彰显的乃是公正。所以因为这个缘故，当我们背十字架的时候，你知道被人打一个脸，你当然难过。有人强迫你走一里路，当然难过。为什么我老吃亏？但是这些就能安慰我们。如果你明白国度的价值，如果你看见说主说得着生命的就要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的就要得着生命。
Those who wish to save it, their life will lose it. Those who lose their life will still save it.
那么十六章换了另外一个角度来看。
So the 16 has another angle.
凡救自己生命的要失丧生命。
Those who try to save their life will lose it.
凡失丧生命的要得着生命。
Those who lose their life shall gain it.
这是另外一方面的功课。
This is another lesson.
有的时候我们会像路德的公公一样。
Sometimes we are like father-in-law.
你知道路德的拿阿米和他的先生？你知道这个拿阿米和他的先生啊，是本来住在伯利恒的。
You know that originally Naomi and her husband lived in Bethlehem.
伯利恒是迦南地理部分。
Bethlehem is part of the land of Canaan.
所以他们不应该离开迦南的。
They should not have left Canaan.
但是后来迦南有了饥荒。
But because there was famine.
结果他们就跑到摩亚地。
And so they went to the land of Moab.
摩亚地是什么地呢？
Where is the land of Moab?
摩亚地是以色列人被人咒诅的地。
That place curses the land of Israel.
你记不记得摩亚王啊，就叫巴兰啊来咒诅他们。
Remember the king of Moab asked Balaam to curse Israel.
摩亚也代表肉体。
More represents flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹，你懂吗？当你读士师记的时候，有十八年呢，我们知道说以色列人呢就在摩亚的王底下。因为摩亚王跑到耶利哥来了。
Because the king of Moab came to Jericho,
然后他压迫以色列人。
And they were oppressing Israelites.
那不要忘记。
And let's not forget.
这个时候以色列人所在的地啊是迦南地。
But Israelites were in the land of Canaan.
是那个肉体的力量啊，现在跑到迦南地来了。
The power of the flesh has come to the land of Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故，你看见吗？神就兴起士师来。
And so God raised up judges.
就拯救他们脱离摩亚的手。
And to from the hand of
the Moab. 所以许多时候我们会发肉体，所以许多时候我们会体贴肉体。
Often we give it to the flesh.
但是我们到底还在迦南，我们没有离开迦南。
But we are still in Canaan.
我们爱慕神的旨意。
We still love God's will.
但是我们不小心就发脾气了。
But we become irritated.
发了脾气了，我发了肉体了。
Explode.
所以你就知道说，现在我们随从了肉体。
And so we give it to the flesh.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是你不小心这样子的。
It's because you are not careful.
但是路德的公公婆婆不是。
But Ruth's father-in-law is not such.
他们是选择到摩亚地区。
They chose intentionally to go to Moab.
所以摩亚是他们的选择。
So Moab was their choice.
肉体是他们的选择。
So the flesh was their choice.
咒诅是他们的选择。
Cursing God was their choice.
那他们为什么要跑到摩亚地区呢？
Why didn't they go to Moab?
我想这是我们今天要受警戒的。
This is a warning to us today.
你知道原因在哪里吗？
What's the reason?
圣经明明告诉我们说，当拿俄米回来的时候，他说你不要叫我拿俄米，叫我马拉。拿俄米是甜的意思，
sweetness。
所以我们知道拿俄米下来，大家都知道他很 sweet 很甜的，他也很有钱，但是现在他是很穷回来的，所以他不要叫我拿俄米，叫我马拉。
But now she is poor, so don't call me Naomi, but Mara.
Mara 就是苦的意思。
Mara means bitter.
然后她怎么讲呢？
And so what did she say?
她说我是饱饱的出去，满满的出去，我是空空的回来。
She said, I went out in plenty, but came back empty.
所以这证明说她离开迦南地，她不穷的。
So it represents that she left the kingdom, she was rich.
她一点都不穷。
She was not at all poor.
但他的难处在哪里？他为什么要跑到这个摩亚地区？
Why did she go to the land of Moab?
不是因为他穷，
Not because she was poor.
是因为他怕穷。
But she was afraid of being poor.
这是我们今天基督徒的难处。
This is our difficulty of Christians today.
你 problem， 你看你们今天问题在哪里？就在这里。
Where's the problem?
原因在哪里呢？就是不是穷，乃是怕穷。
It's not that we are poor, we are afraid of being poor.
那 angel 怕穷，你就体贴肉体了。
Because you are afraid of being poor, you give it to.
但圣经告诉我们什
么？ But Bible tells us,
凡救自己性命的，是丧生命。
Those who try to save their life will lose it.
你为什么怕穷呢？
Why do you afraid of being poor?
因为你要救自己的性命。
Because you want to save your own life.
那 angel 你要救自己的性命。
Because you want to save your own life.
你反而失掉你的性命。
You will lose your life instead.
因为圣经告诉我们，体贴肉体的就是死。
Because those who give it.Give it to the flesh, it's death.
那现在不止一个死，
only one death.
不光男孩子的丈夫死了，
not only his now his husband died.
他两个儿子也都死了，
her two sons also died.
所以你读这个路德记刚开始的时候，
and you read the book of Ruth.
不是一个死，乃是三个死，
not one death but three death.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
这就给我们看，你说体贴肉体的就是死。
Those who give it to the flesh will.
主的话一点都没有错的。凡抢救自己 rescue 抢救自己生命的要失丧生命，但是凡是失丧生命的就要得着生命。弟兄姊妹，路这个拿俄米的儿子娶路德，他们是错。
Naomi's son married Ruth，
这是错。
This is wrong.
这是根据圣经是错的。他们不应该娶外邦女子。
They should not marry a Gentile woman.
但是路德嫁给她丈夫一点都没有错。
But Ruth married her husband is completely right.
本来她不认识神的。
Originally she did not know the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，现在她反而认识神了。
Now she knew the Lord.
所以因着她的公公，因着她的婆婆，因着她的先生，本来她从来不知道宇宙中的真神。
Because of her parents and Lord, because of her husband.
所以对路德来讲，她嫁给这些以色列人不光不是错，而且是祝福。但是问题在这里，现在拿米所代表的是三个死亡。
But what Naomi represents is three deaths.
这个是因为 Naomi 错了，所以她落在神管教的手里。
Because Naomi was wrong, therefore she was under the punishment of God.
但是对路德来讲，她没有错。
But Ruth was completely right.
她为什么经过这些苦难？
Why did she go through all this?
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
You understand?
所以拿米对路德来讲，代表神的旨意的。
And so for Ruth, it's God's will.
No, no. For the Ruth, Naomi represents God's will.
Okay.
你明白吗？
Then,
那现在问题，如果神的旨意名字叫 Naomi 的话，
If God's will is named is called Naomi，
意思就是神的旨意如果是 sweet 的话，
if God,
是甜美的话，
sweet,
每一个人都跟随他。但是问题在这里，等到 Naomi 她名字是 Mara 的时候，当神的旨意叫名字叫苦的时候，你看见厄尔巴就回去了。
Then,
厄尔巴，另外一个媳妇啊，另外一个媳妇。
Ophra will then return back.
所以弟兄姊妹，他就不跟随 Naomi 了。
Then she will not follow Naomi.
但是你有没有看见？
So do you see?
路德娶了利未。
Ruth made a promise.
Vow a vow, vow a vow.
Made a vow.
那个 vow, 那个愿是全本圣经最美丽的一个愿。
That vow was the most beautiful vow in the whole world.
他告诉 Naomi 说。
She told Naomi,
你无论在哪里，我也在哪里。
Wherever you go, I will go.
你的名就是我的名。
Your name will be my name.
你的国就是我的国。
Your king will, your
你的神就是我的神。
Your God will be my God.
弟兄姊妹，没有一样东西能叫路德和 Naomi 分开。
Nothing will separate between Naomi and Ruth.
换一句话说，没有一样东西能叫路德和神的旨意分开。
Nothing can separate between Ruth and God's will.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
现在神的旨意是什么？是马拉。
But what is God's will now is Mara.
现在对路德来讲，一切都是没有丈夫，根本没有前途的。
For Ruth, she has no more husband, and so no more future.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
凡为我失丧生命的，要得着生命。
Those who lose their life will gain it.
所以弟兄姊妹，当他对神的旨意说是的时候，
When she said yes to God's will,
不管神的旨意把我带到什么样的境地，
Wherever God's will brings me to,
你看路德顺服下来。
And so God, Ruth submits to him.
所以因着这个缘故，
For that reason,
他不光被带到迦南美地，
Not only was she brought to the land of Canaan,
他也遇见了波阿斯。
She met Boaz.
弟兄姊妹，因着这个结合，
For that,
结果后来就做了大卫的曾祖母。
And so for that for the marriage, David's descendants were born.
曾祖母，曾祖母 great grandmother,
mother.
那不要忘记，我们的主也是从这条线。
Our Lord came from this line.
所以这里我们就明白了，整本的路德记。
And so the whole book of Ruth.
就是给我们看见。凡救自己性命，要失丧生命。
如果路德说 "Those who save their life shall lose it"，
凡为我失丧生命的，要得着生命。
But those who lose their life for my sake shall find it。
所以这就是天国特点。
This is the specialty of the kingdom of heaven。
损失就是利益。
Loss will lead to gain。
失，得就是失，失也就是得。
What is gain is loss, what is loss is gain。
所以弟兄姊妹，对基督来讲。什么是福，什么是祸呢？
What is blessing and what is disaster?
Woe.
What is woe?
弟兄姊妹，凡是在神旨意里面的都是祝福。
Everything is God in God's will is.
凡是不在神旨意里面都是祸患。
Whatever is not in God's will is woe.
所以因着这个缘故，你看见什么是福，什么是祸。
Whatever is blessing and woe.
什么是得，什么是失。
Whatever is gain, whatever is lost.
许多时候你明明看见你损失了。
Oftentimes you know that it's lost.
因为那是你一生最大的机会。
Because that is the best opportunity of your life.
你稍微用一点办法，用一点手腕。
You use your hand to manipulate.
No, no, yeah, 手腕 ，tactics.
You use tactics.
你稍微玩一点，你稍微用一点手腕的话。
You use your hand with tactics.
在一秒钟之内，那一千万就是你的。
In 1 minute, that.One million is yours.
但是你里面的声音告诉你不能这样做。
But inside your heart says you shouldn't do that.
你一秒钟之内你失去了一千万。
In 1 second, you lost 1 million.
你常常安慰自己啊。
You often comfort yourself.
我拿了一千万，我下次再也不做了。
You tell yourself, if I have 1 million now, this time I won't do it again.
你明白，很多人说下一次我就不做了。
Every time people say this time I won't do it
again. 但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
如果是你真的体贴圣灵的意思。
If you really follow the will of the Lord.
你完全顺服了。
If you completely submit.
你失去了一千万，
you lose a million,
而那一千万也许永远不再回来了。
And one million will never come back again.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你知道，就是因为那一千万。
But because of the 1 million,
主让你做天做基督徒。
The Lord causes you to be a.
主让你做天国的子民。
The Lord causes you to be a son of the kingdom.
今天你损失了。
Today you lose.
到了千年国的时候。
But at the millennial kingdom,
你就要得着奖赏。
Then you will have reward.
当你得着奖赏的时候。
When you receive reward.
那个冠冕不知道比一千万 超过多少。
That crowd will surpass all the millions that you have.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天人都不讲天国。
Today people don't talk about
the. 今天人不讲国度了。
Today people don't talk about the kingdom.
说一切都讲恩典。
Everything's about grace.
现在只要我有机会，只要我能得到机会，我当然要得。
Today if I can gain the opportunity, I will gain it.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But dear brothers and sisters,
你这样做，你平安吗？
But are you peaceful if you do that?
你去控告弟兄的时候，
If you go to choose the
best, 你里面有平安吗？
You have peace inside you?
你说我这一夜控告他，结果我可以得1000万。
You see, if I choose that, rather I will have a million.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
作为一个天国之子，
to be a son of the kingdom,
不要说得着1000万是羞耻，如果控告弟兄得了1000万是羞耻的。
Don't just say to receive a million is a shame.
你就是一块钱都是羞耻的。
Even if you receive a dollar, it's a shame.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天到底神儿女的品格在哪里，道德在哪里？
Where is the moral value of
Christ? 你明白吗？如果今天你不讲天国的话，
Today, you don't talk about
你不讲国度的话，
kingdom,
你如果把国度讲得不痛不痒的话，
kingdom,
没有一样东西能支配我们的生活的。
Then nothing can align
govern our life.、Huh? Nothing can govern
our life.
所以我们一定要记得弟兄姊妹。
And so we must remember,
得就是失
to gain is to lose.
失就是得
to lose is to gain.
因着这个缘故，你知道说主说这句话
the Lord saying this,
很清楚地给我们看见
the Lord tells us very clearly,
这条路是什么样的路
what kind of road this is.
所以我们看见说这个国度的价值是 upside down.
So the value system of the kingdom is upside down.
所以这是第十二点
this is number 12.
我们来看第十三点
You see number 13.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
我实实在在告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains by itself alone.But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
爱自己生命的就失丧生命。
He who loves his life loses it.
在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
And he who hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal.
这里有两个很重要的字。
Here there are very two important words.
一个是爱。
One is love.
一个是恨。
One is hate.
当我们的主讲这句话的时候。
And the Lord spoke this word.
他有个前提，他前面有一些话的。
In the front, there are some words.
他说：“一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，就仍旧是一粒。”
Unless the grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains by itself.
若死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
And if it dies, it bears much fruit.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的主爱那一粒的麦子
，If our Lord loves that one grain,
那么这个宇宙里面永远只有一位神的独生子。
Then in this universe, there's only one.
神就不可能 only begotten 神就不可能把带领众子进到荣耀里
God cannot bring the rest of the sons of God into the kingdom
many sons
into the kingdom
所以弟兄姊妹在这里给我们看见我们的主自己是个榜样
the Lord himself is an example
给我们看见说因着我们的主上十字架
As our Lord went to the cross,
所以一粒麦子就落到地里死
And so one grain of wheat falls to the ground.
结果进到土里面
And enters the ground.
结果你看见慢慢的这个壳子就破了
And then the crust falls apart.
慢慢的你看见就慢慢的你看什么都就被分解了
And then it spreads out.
什么都损失了
Everything has become lost.
但是结果呢却结果呢去结出许许多的子粒
But finally, it bears forth much fruit.
最后所带进的乃是丰收
And finally, what brings forth is the harvest.
那这个时候主题接着下面说
And then the Lord says,
凡爱自己生命要失丧生命
He who loves his life loses it.
凡恨自己生命的就要保守生命到永生
And he who hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal.
弟兄姊妹这里的生命在原文也是魂
The life here in the original soul.
那为什么要爱
Why must love?
为什么要恨
Why is it must hate?
为什么爱自己生命的就失丧生命
Why those who love their life will then lose?
为什么恨自己生命的就要得罪 就保守生命到永生
Why those who hate their life in this world shall keep the life eternal?
不要忘记
Let's not forget.
魂
Soul
这里的魂
The soul
乃是指着 人堕落以后的回溯的。
That represents a fallen soul.
那魂是代表我们思想、情感跟意志。
But you know the soul represents the thinking, the feeling, the emotion, and the will.
不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
但是呢，因为堕落以后，这个魂呢就经过了畸形的发展。
But because of fallen nature of man, the soul grows.
Abnormal growth.
Abnormal growth.
那 angel 它畸形的发展的缘故，它就膨胀起来了。
Because of abnormal growth, it grows to look too large.
那 angel 这个缘故，弟兄姊妹，圣经里面是用一个胖子来形容我们的肉体的。
And so the Bible uses a person with fat to represent the flesh.
所以为什么用这个来形容呢
？And why do you use this to represent?
因为白马王子啊是神的标准。
Because
charming prince.
The prince is
charming prince.
Charming prince is a god.
意思是说，你没有看见一个 charming prince 胖乎乎的骑在马上，没有的。
You never see a charming prince fat.
但是结果呢，你的身体慢慢发展，在发展，而畸形发展，而且是不是往高的长，往横的长，那你就知道这个人就胖起来了。
You know a person grows this way and not this way, then you know it's fat.